Nature photography has lost one of its ablest and most energetic practitioners. Galen Rowell, whose photos appeared in Audubon, Outdoor Photographer, and Sports Illustrated, among other magazines, died in a plane crash Sunday near his home in Bishop, California. Galen Rowell and his wife Barbara were returning from a photo workshop in the Arctic. Franz Lanting was a colleague and close friend of the Rowells. He says Galen Rowell went to any length to capture the image he was after.
Galen was an amazing guy. He had a philosopher's mind and an athlete's body, and I've never seen anyone quite like him move through natural landscapes as fast and as focused as he could. He was able to articulate the experience that he himself was involved with and then made it resonate for many other people. He's a great storyteller.
Is there one that sticks in your mind right now?
One of his famous photographs shows a rainbow over a palace in Tibet, and everything is just lined up correctly. It seems like one of these one-in-a-lifetime moments that every photographer hopes to find. But in his case, it happened after he'd run for 2 miles to catch up with the rainbow and to put it in the exact right position where he wanted to have it for his photograph. And there's very few people who could see that and then actually do it. It's a very active thing, not the kind of static approach that most people equate with nature photography.
Now, he did not start out as a nature photographer, I understand.
No, he worked in a car shop in Berkeley and then became a rock climber and then picked up a camera and started producing images in places where most people would be happy to survive. His last expedition, his true expedition, was into a very remote part of Tibet where he went with 3 other explorers to find the calving grounds of the Tibetan antelope, a highly endangered species, and where nobody had succeeded, they did. 7 weeks. By the time I saw him, he'd lost 20 pounds.
He was fascinated with mountains and he was fascinated by light, and he put the two of them together in a best-selling book which was titled Mountain Light.
Yes, it was. But it also told the story of the ideas that he used for making his images, and that was very interesting. But on many of these expeditions, his wife was an equal party to the activities. She was just as remarkable as he was in her own right.
You worked with him on the book Living Planet,
Yes, we
and
did.
you both taught courses in photography together. What was it like working with Galen Rowell?
He had a tremendous knowledge. He was always very well read and prepared. So he would go from talking about the neurophysiology of human perception and how it related to f-stops in a camera to arcane mountaineering details. And he would get to the heart of both of them in an instant. And that's how he moved with a camera as well. It was really a pleasure to see him walk and go into a landscape and then see where the photographic opportunities were.
Franz Lanting, thank you very much for talking with us about your friend and your colleague, Galen Rowell, and his wife, Barbara.
Thank you for taking the time.
Photographer Franz Lanting speaking to us about Galen Rowell. He was 61 and his wife, Barbara, 54, when the two nature photographers died over the weekend in a plane crash.